on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
How are you doing, Ann? You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, dear?
I have a Kohler sink in my bathroom. Hang on, Lou. Sir, get your dog, please, and get it off my property. Come on, buddy. Sorry, Lou.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
No matter what you're doing, Lou's here to help till 10. Give us a call on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It is going to be a good day. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here with you. The Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored this hour by Ace Hardware and by CleanFireplace.com. Veronica Carter up in the newsroom. Hi, VC. How you doing?
Good morning.
Nice to see you this morning.
You too. I love that. That was pretty funny.
That's funny, right? Can you get the dog off my property, please? I'm talking to Lou Manfredini.
You know, just the most inconvenient time that dog comes over, doesn't
it? Yeah. Are you a dog owner?
I do. I have two labs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. They are quite rambunctious.
Wow. That is, can I tell you, well, this is a funny little segue into my dog story. Hi, Lindsay. Lindsay's here this morning.
Good morning.
So we have two dogs as well, which I never thought. Hi, everybody. By the way, this is the Mr. Fix-It Show. You can call us at 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have Enzo the Wonder Dog, who is a Labradoodle, who's nine. For those of you keeping score of how long we've had Enzo, he's nine.
Wow.
And he's a wonderful dog. He is Enzo the Wonder Dog, and we love him. And somehow I got bamboozled almost 2 years ago to get a second dog. And we have a little, I'm always nervous about saying the kind of dog that it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Why? It bothers me to say it on the radio. It's a Shih Tzu. I'm not going to say
it.
I just don't like saying that.
Well, it's not like you're saying it. It's the
I
game.
Just don't like saying
it's
that.
It's a real word.
I know, but it just, it's something in me that I can't say it on the radio.
And it's actually not, it's like Shih Tzu.
Correct, so but that's not how people say it, and so I can't, it's like, you know, okay. I told you, I grew up for my whole, when I was a kid, saying sandwich. Took me forever to learn how to say sandwich.
Well, I don't get it.
I mean, I used to say a G. My father used to say sandwich.
What like a sandwich. What does that have to do with
it? Because I don't say it correctly, and I say it the wrong way, and so the first word that comes out of my mouth is the four-letter word that you can't say on the radio, and I don't do the inflection right, so I just choose not. Anyway,
your dog.
The point is, Veronica, the dog is a small little dog, and as you know, I am a large man, and I've always had this thing about why is a man, a large man, walking around with this little bitty dog? Can I tell you, I love that little dog.
Yeah.
She's a great little dog. I mean, that dog has it's a little bitty dog with a huge personality.
She is so sweet.
And this dog is just, there's something about this dog. And Enzo gets along with her finally, and it's really something. Fast forward. So now, the other thing, two big labs. Here's the other thing. When you go walk the dogs, you know, it's way easier to pick up after a little dog than it is after a big dog.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Enzo, what's going on? And so anyway, that's one story. Last night, my wife and I had dinner, I was just mentioning, with Steve Alexander and his lovely wife, Diane. Have you ever met Steve's wife, Diane?
I have not met Steve's
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, she's way better than Steve. And so really, we would have been happy just having dinner with Diane. But so, Lindsay, you got to hear this. They were talking at dinner, and he says, oh my gosh, I have the best wife ever. I go, why? He goes, for Christmas, I think it was Christmas, or maybe it was his birthday, she bought him a drone.
A drone.
A drone. Like a drone, you know, that you do the drone thing.
Okay.
So prior to the drone, he tells me about the story of when he was a kid. We were talking about dogs earlier at dinner. He goes, I really wanted a dog growing up. And my parents were like, no, we're not getting a dog. We're not getting a dog. We're not getting a dog. And he grew up on a farm in Colorado. Okay. So they had like a family homestead and they had a farm and everything. And then they moved into the city, but they still had the farm. And so they finally... And he was the baby. He was the favorite, as we know. And they got him a collie. And what did he name the collie?
Lassie.
Lassie. So they loved, he loved Lassie. Lassie was the greatest dog until Lassie dug up all the rose bushes. And then they sent the dog off to the farm. Literally. Okay, so it wasn't like,
in
yep, this time, Lassie's right. going off to the farm. Whatever happened to Lassie? She went
Steve
to the farm.
Did Steve go with the dog?
No. So Lassie went to the farm, and Steve said, Lassie lived a great life, and when he would go back to the homestead, the dog would remember him, and so it was kind of, when he was a kid, but Lassie went off to the farm. So here, fast forward, now Steve has his drone, and he goes to Grant Park the first day, and he's playing with his drone. He's like, oh, my gosh, this is the greatest thing ever, until all the dogs that were at the park were trying to chase and grab the drone. And so then he gets nervous, and before he knows it, he lands it on the entrance ramp going to Lakeshore Drive.
Oh, no.
So then, yeah. So then he's like, I got to learn how to do this. And then so fast forward a few weeks later, he goes out to Oak Street Beach, and he's flying the drone, and he inadvertently lands it in the water.
Have we written news stories about him?
No. It gets better. So then he gets some guy who's like trying to find the metal. He's got like a metal detector who happened to have waders on. He's like, sir, could you go get my drone? And the guy walks out to the water and brings him back his drone. And so he thinks about it, and they still have the family homestead in Denver. And he calls and says, would you guys like a drone on the farm?
Lassie 2 is on the way.
So the drone is now on the farm. Looking for Lassie.
Right.
That's funny.
That is funny. Good stuff.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lots coming up today. Noodaloo 2. I don't know about this one. But I think I know.
We had a last-minute change.
A last-minute change on the Noodaloo 2. But I know this company.
I know you do.
Yeah, and this is a new version?
Well, this is something totally different.
Something totally different. And then later on this morning, we're going to talk about incorporating some glass into your kitchen remodel. This is something that if you're did you do any glass doors when you did your builder supply outlet kitchen?
I did not.
You did not?
Well, I did. I'm sorry. I did. I put a glass over one of the cabinets.
Yeah, like the look of that. I mean, I think that there's and we'll talk to our guest about this, but those kind of accents where you put glass in cabinets, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Peter and Suzette, in their kitchen have a couple cabinets with glass, just on a couple where you can see. You got to stay organized, in particular if it's a clear glass, because you don't want like a bunch of,
That's where we put our china, and it looks really, and then over here we have like a little.
People can't see where you're going over here.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Right. In my left cabinet, we have some crystal in there.
Left of what?
Left
of the china cabinet, which is where?
In the kitchen, like against the back wall, we have some crystal that I put in there because there's overhead lighting in there, and then when you flip the lights on,
it's really pretty, right? I love that look. And so we're going to talk to the owner of a company that can help you improve the existing kitchen that you have by possibly just changing out a few doors and really making a difference. But right now, let's take a quick phone call. This is Julie in Batavia. Julia. I'm sorry, Julie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good.
We have a brand new, beautifully remodeled master bath and something, I'm guessing maybe a cleaning solution, left a mark on the marble of the vanity. So I tried scrubbing it with wiping with a soft cloth and a toothbrush, and I can't get rid of it. So I'm wondering how.
Okay, so is it the shine that's gone?
Yeah, the shine is gone and the spot. It's like a little larger than half dollar, and then some more splashing stuff, little marks all around it. So
okay. All right. So whatever it was, the finish has been etched.
Correct.
So the only way we're gonna get that shine back is to use some type of polish. Now have you heard me talk about this product called Rejuvenate?
Yes.
Okay.
I have.
So they make a whole line of products. They have one that you can use on stone.
Okay.
And you're probably going to have to wipe this over the entire surface, but you can try just doing a little bit on the on the spot with a little foam brush.
Okay.
And just try that first and see if you can somehow blend that in. It might flash a little. I'm sure it's right next to the sink, right?
Mm-hmm,
so when you're down there
brushing
your teeth, you're looking right at
it. Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's brand new.
Yeah, I know. So I would try this. The bottle's going to cost you $6, $7, $10, whatever it is. If that doesn't work, you can't. Well, there's two choices. You can change the top completely.
Okay.
Or you can call a company called, Lindsay, find the website for, I think it's sunglossmarble.com. They refinish marble.
Okay. So
the company's called Sungloss.
Okay.
They can come in with these buffers and they'll repolish the whole thing, but it'll be, I'm sorry? Sungloss.com is the website.
Okay.
They can completely bring the polish back, but it's going to be several hundred dollars.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Right. So, but here's the thing.
Live with it, yeah.
Well, no, I wouldn't live with it. I'm telling you what. If the Rejuvenate thing works, then you're golden.
Okay.
If it doesn't work, you just did all this work. It'll drive you crazy for the rest of the time you live there, and you just got to bite the bullet and get it fixed and move on.
Okay. And is the Rejuvenate an ACE product?
It is.
Okay, very good.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Good luck. Bye-bye. I appreciate you calling this morning. It is 7:21 in the morning. We're live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We'll be back right after these.
You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Come on, wake up. The weekend is here. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
But I feel better when I'm dancing. Yeah, yeah. Better when
725
dancing.
In the morning. Yeah, yeah. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We had a little change, as I mentioned, our Noodaloo 2. It's all about cats. I was getting a quick tutorial on our Noodaloo 2. I've never had a cat. I'm allergic to cats.
Are you?
I don't dislike cats.
Are you really allergic?
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like people that don't like cats sometimes say they're allergic.
When I see a cat, they know. We go to the vet for Enzo and Flo, and they have two cats that are there. They love me. They want to rub in my legs, and they're, oh, my God, and they're going to town. And if I touch one of them, I'm done. My eyes will be like, boink, I'll look like Marty Feldman. You have no idea who that is, do you?
I don't.
Veronica, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Right? Marty Feldman? Google Marty Feldman, and you'll see exactly what my eyes will look like. Let's talk to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, how can I help you?
In the mornings, when we turn our burners on the cooktop, the flame is orange. What causes that?
Well, but then does it turn blue?
We've had it on for like 10, 15 minutes, and it doesn't turn blue. But by the end of the day, when we cook dinner, it's back to blue.
So, you know, the burners, I mean, the thing is, here's the thing with any cooktop. It's funny. I talk to my wife about this all the time. If you have an exhaust fan that it, in particular vents out, whenever you have a burner on, it should always be on because there is any combustible flame gives off carbon monoxide. When you don't have that true blue flame, you're not burning as cleanly as you can, and more than likely, those burners need to be cleaned.
Okay. We've cleaned them.
And what does that mean?
Well, we have scrubbed them. We have used different products, you know, some of these sides clean them, so we have.
So there are there's a little tool called a tip cleaner that's used in, it's like a tiny little round file. And it comes in a little package, almost like Allen wrenches. And they use it in the welding industry. And so when you're using an acetylene torch, you would poke the holes in there to clean the holes back and forth. And one of those little tools, or a small little file, tiny, needs to be run through every one of those ports of the burner, as well as the whole assembly and the little ventry that feeds the gas. That needs to be brushed out with a small little brush as well, like a little brush brush. These are specialty tools, so it might not be something you find at the hardware store, but you'll probably find something similar that will work. And if you do all that, and as long as we have the right pressure and the gas valve, how old is this cooktop?
About a year and a half.
Oh, wow. No, I mean, you should have a nice blue flame, bluish-orange flame coming out of there. And this is out of every burner?
Yes. Yep. And we can't figure it out. We have called the gas company, who said, not our problem. We called the people we got the cooktop from that said, not our problem.
Well, what is that? Who's the manufacturer?
Thermador.
Yeah, well, have you talked to them?
No. I sent them an email, and it takes them weeks to get back to you.
Yeah.
So we're still waiting for that email.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just
what
can't
I would What I would do on that email is, do you have a smartphone?
Yes.
Okay. Turn the burner on and take a short little video, five, 5-6 second video of the orange flame you know, after 5 minutes or something, and send them that and say,
okay,
here's what I'm experiencing with my burners. There seems to be something wrong here. This should not be occurring at all with a year and a half old unit. I'm going to say it's something in the gas valve that's okay in the unit that needs to be adjusted.
Okay.
And that would be a technical question for the Thermidor people.
Okay. Thank
right
you.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 7:30 in the morning, Veronica will get to you in just a second if you can hang on.
You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show.
Every time I turn the hot water off, I get a bang noise.
Give him a call with your home improvement questions.
I have a problem with the caulk in my shower.
Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:39 in the morning. If you're a cat owner, you're going to want to listen to our Noodaloo 2.
Yeah.
Might make your cleaning up after your kitty a little easier. I don't get that whole thing. You're going to have to tell me. I don't know. That would not be the part of a cat ownership I would like. But yeah, I think you might like this Noodaloo, too. It's coming up in just a little bit. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. This is Gary in Oak Park. Gary, you're on WGN. Good morning. Hello, Gary.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Okay, yeah. I live in Oak Park, and we have a condo that we're going to have some work done to it
okay
on the outside of the brick. And they're going to replace three layers of brick over each window and replace it with a new lintel, put the brick back. And they're doing six floors like that, and then they're going to say that they want to put a sealer over the brick. The building is 55 years old, but the brick looks excellent. Is there any purpose of putting the sealer on the brick?
Well, okay, so there's a couple schools of thought here. First of all, why are we changing out the lintels? Are they all rotted out, or are they rusted?
Well, we've had problems with a couple of the units getting leaks
okay
above the windows for the and they went in there and they said, okay, we'll take out this section. They took three layers of bricks out and they replaced the lintel and they put in new some kind of a fabric behind it
right
on the brick.
Right.
They said it was all rotted out, the fabric was, and that's the reason why the windows were leaking.
Are you having any other leaking issue in the buildings at all? Or, I mean, in other words,
Let me,
hold on one second. Let me ask you this, Gary. So they've done this work already on a couple of the windows, and has that been successful?
Yes.
Okay. And so then we're having other issues in the leaking in areas where there are no windows?
No. Where there are windows, we okay have leaks also.
Okay. And where the windows are, all those lintels are going to be replaced and the brickwork's going to be redone.
Correct.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Okay. So, I mean, the sealer is a funny little thing, because while it will help keep some moisture and water from the outside permeating in, you've got a very porous material in both the mortar and the brick. The density of
right
the brick is obviously much more concentrated than the mortar. You'll always get separation between those two substrates. And
right
so the sealer will not be consistent. It will be better, but you're on a vertical surface, it's not like you're going to have to replace it all the time, but you're probably going to have to reseal it down the line. I think that if it were me and we're trying to conserve the money of the association, I would proceed with the lintel work and then monitor the issue. But if that seems to be solving the problem, I don't know that the sealer is going to be a huge benefit long term. Long term.
Yeah, because the other thing is they're only going to do when they do the work, they're also going to checkpoint areas in the mortar and the joints. And to me, I can look up 40 feet, and the the motor looks fine.
Right. Well, but here's the thing. You're looking up 40 feet. You can't see the separation. If there's a hairline crack on vertical joints and the tuck point, if you're going to do all these lintels and have the place tuck pointed, you should be good to go.
Now, should they tuck point the entire cell? I mean, should they tuck point the entire building or just areas where it needs it?
Well, it depends on the overall condition. So, in other words, if they're...
How do we know if they're doing a... if they're being honest with us? Because that is a separate bill from what the lintel is.
Right. So now it becomes a trust level with the type of contractor that you're using and that they're doing a good job and that they're expecting, you know...
How do we prove it? Because they have to come down from the side of the building and to do these spot jobs, you know.
Well, I think that probably from an association standpoint, the best thing for you guys to do is to hire a consultant, whether it's an architect or an engineer or even a licensed home inspector in commercial applications that you would pay as your owner agent to be able to sign off on this, that when they set up the scaffolding and they do a section, you know, that person would be insured to be able to go up on that scaffolding and take a look and see what's going on and be able to say, all right, that looks good, or I need you to redo this spot, or I need you to go do this. And it's more of an investment, and that's always a hard thing to get, you know, associations to pay into, to say, well, we don't want to pay this guy. But ultimately, when you're spending tens of thousands of dollars, I think it's money well spent to make sure that you're putting the right money in the right place so the work gets done and you have no problems down the line. Appreciate the phone call. I just got to catch up on some spots. 7:45 in the morning. Don't go away. All right. It's 7:48 in the morning. Time for our Noodaloo 2. If you are a cat owner and, you know, all the things that go along with being a cat owner, you got to take care of cleaning up after the cats. It's not like taking a dog. Do people take their cats on a walk? No.
I think some people do.
And do cats, like cats that are outdoor cats, right? There are cats that are outdoor cats, right?
Sure.
Do they do their business outside or do they all do it in a litter box?
Oh, no, I'm sure they do that outside.
They do.
I would think so.
You had a cat, right?
We had, yes, Ali Sheba.
And?
Named after the 1987 Triple Crown winner.
Oh, okay. And was it an indoor cat or an outdoor cat?
It was indoor, for sure.
Never went outside?
No.
That's kind of sad.
She was fine with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this here's our Noodaloo 2. Mm-hmm. Take a listen.
Here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty.
Okay, so this week's Noodaloo 2 is going to be hard for me. I love all animals. I was raised by an animal lover, and I am one myself. Growing up, we had cats, and while I love cats, I hated cleaning the litter box. Hated it. Literally, the mere thought of cleaning the litter box makes me want to bomb.com. But somehow, while I was growing up, I was conned into that being my routine chore. And boy, this weekend's Noodaloo 2 would have been my best friend. From the makers of our friends that brought your pups and kitties the Neater Feeder, I introduce you to the Neater Scooper. The Neater Scooper's attached waste bin and clever trapdoor design makes cleaning the litter box a whole lot easier. Scooping and bagging is all combined into a quick, easy one-hand operation. No more spilled litter. It comes with 15 scented bags, which they do sell refills. You line the little waste bin with the bag and then click the grated scooper over it. Once you scoop the poop, it rolls back through the trapdoor right into the baggy lined bin. Once you're done scooping, you just remove the baggie, tie it up, and chuck it. It eliminates touching soiled bags, making it way more sanitary. And it's designed for quick sifting with less dust. Oh my god, the dust. The memories, they come pouring back. The Neater Scooper comes in four colors for your fancy feline friend. It goes for $17.99. It's made right here in the USA and can be found on neaterpetbrands.com. You can also purchase them on Amazon. I'm going to put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNradio.com, also on his Facebook page, and also on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I would hate cleaning up a litter box.
It was awful.
Okay, so before you had this thing, how would you do it? Is there like a scoop like this, right? There's like, so this thing is like a, It is. It has a handle. It would be. I'm trying to think of the tool that I would describe this as.
Like a dustbuster, it looks like.
It looks like a dustbuster. It's exactly right. So there's a base at the bottom, like a little garbage can, and then the little scooper part clips over the top, and there's a little trap door. Can you hear that trap door? Right. And so now you scoop the little. Good morning, everybody. 7:52 in the morning. And you wiggle, you shake it a little bit, and I would think that the litter goes down there.
No, not the litter.
The litter.
No, because the litter is going to go through the grates.
The litter is going to go through the grates back into the...
litter box.
I bet the litter is expensive, right?
I don't remember, but
okay.
It stinks.
And then you kind of... you're kind of in there, and then it goes into the little trap door. Then you pop the little scooper off, and it's already got a bag ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool, I guess. I mean, you don't have to
cat
touch.
Lovers will. I mean, I know you're not a cat person, so you don't get it. But
well, I get cleaning up the stuff. That's no different. Other than and it's a little scented bag.
It is scented.
Yeah, but it's a pleasant scent. We have the Neater feeder that we featured years ago
from the same brand, for the
same company, and it is Enzo's food bowl. And actually, what we didn't realize where this is great because the Neater feeder, the bowls go inside this little tray. When they spill water or whatever, there's a thing that goes around it so his head's there. And when he splashes or whatever, the food all stays right there. The beauty is because Flo's little, she can't get up over the top of it to eat his food, which he would be mad about anyway. How much?
$17.99.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, this will last you forever.
Yeah.
And it'll make your life a lot easier to clean it up. And do you think that when you clean it up, like, how often do you clean a litter box?
I can't remember. I mean, in my head, I feel like it was every hour of the day. It was my mom. I just remember my mom. Lindsay, it's your chore. No dessert.
You had to clean the litter box.
No cookies before you.
Honest to God, I don't think I've ever been near a litter box.
Really?
I mean, just... what does it smell like? I mean, other than...
not good.
But in other words, before you do it. This is the thing that I don't understand about cats. Okay, again, I'm not a cat owner. Veronica, were you ever a cat owner?
I'm not a big fan of cats.
Okay, I'm not going to say that because then I'm going to get the...
I know, saying it too.
I'm indifferent about cats. I don't really... I don't ever want a cat, and I say that now. I also never wanted a small dog. But I doubt I'll ever have a cat because most everyone in our family is allergic. Carmen's allergic. I don't think Quinn is. I am. Mallory a little bit. Mallory loves every animal.
The main reason I don't want a cat is the litter box.
Okay. So here's the thing. Cats are smart, right? Mm-hmm. So when you get a cat, like training a dog, do you have to train the cat to go in the litter box?
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you, no. You pick up, come here, kitty, and you stick them in the litter box? Or are they attracted? Is there something in the smell? Look at me doing Steve Dale's job.
I know.
Well, from what I know, because my sister loves cats.
Okay.
We jokingly call her the cat lady, crazy cat lady.
That's, I'm sure she loves that. Remember on the holidays.
They need to dig. So once you show them where it's at, then they know.
And do they cover the stuff when they're done?
Yes,
they
do.
That's their thing. So they're very neat. It's like a whole little thing.
They're neater.
Right. And so then they cover it, and that obviously the odor of the cat litter covers the smell.
Yeah.
Well, see.
Until you
would,
go scooping it up.
You would think. And I'm unfortunately have a really keen sense of smell,
right?
Which sometimes is good. I can smell fire before anybody else does.
I want to be around you if there's a hazard.
But it's also a bad thing because as soon as I open someone's door,
you know right away.
I know they have a litter box, even if it's clean. I can still smell it.
I can I can picture it. I can smell the dirty stuff mixed with the litter.
Yes,
right. Like
it's a smell you don't forget.
Ugh.
Yeah.
7:56 in the morning. How are the cornflakes, everyone? Our Noodaloo 2 is up on my Facebook page as well as WGNRadio.com, and you can vibe about it on VibeScore on your Apple device. We will take a quick break and be back right after these. 7:57 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Scott down in Tinley Park. Hey, Scott, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Thank you for taking my call, Lou.
Yep.
My wife and I always enjoy listening to your show on Saturday.
Thank you. Hi, wife. How are you doing, Mrs. Scott?
So we've been doing a remodeling job for quite some time, remodeled just about the whole house. Have a few big projects left over, but the biggest one left that we're doing is the basement floor in a split-level home.
Okay.
And we're looking at different types of flooring to put into that basement area. And we've looked at the engineered, we like the look of wood, and we've looked at the engineered wood, and we've also looked at bamboo. The question that I have is, currently there's like a commercial type tile. It was put down the early 70s, so I'm sure it's probably, you know, one of those, you know, Armstrong asbestos type tiles. So I don't want to mess with it.
It's sound. The tile is sound.
Yes.
Okay.
The tile is sound.
That's good.
It was put down, you know, I'm sure with like the black mastic type
mm-hmm.
stuff. My question is, with that in place, if I put a floor on top of that, do I still need to put a vapor barrier over the top of that floor before I put the flooring down? Or, you know, or can I put it directly on the tile with that mastic and the tile in place?
So the short answer is maybe, because some of the floors, first of all, what you're going to choose to put down there, if you're going to go with a bamboo or some type of floating floor, it has to be rated for below grade application.
Right, right.
And so many of those floors already have a built-in vapor barrier.
Like a padding or something.
Correct. And so they already have... Go ahead.
That's the one thing that I failed to mention is that we really dislike the sound that you get with the
right.
the flooring with the right. padding underneath. You know, it's just kind of a hollow sound to
right.
it. And that's why we're looking at more of this bamboo. Now, the bamboo that we were looking at looks like it's layers of bamboo horizontally instead of, you know, vertically.
Right.
Because I've seen it layered in two different ways.
Right.
Is one better for that type of application better than the other?
No, because it's an engineered floor, and so it's glued and it's put together. And as long as it's rated for below grade, that's the key. Now, I'll give you one other thing to think about, and then I'm going to let you go because I'm bumping up against news.
Sure.
A loose lay vinyl floor that looks like wood.
Okay, like, yeah, it's a thinner, it kind of locks together and everything.
It doesn't lock together, it just goes next to each other, and it's super, it there's no adhesive, it just lies there, and it looks fabulous. They use it in commercial application. If you go to a good flooring store, okay, and you say, I want to look at some of your loose lay vinyl,
mm-hmm.
you'll put it down like hardwood floor, it looks like hardwood. If it ever got wet... You could pick it up, take it outside, hang it on a clothesline, dry it, and then put it back inside. It's amazing. It's 8:01 in the morning. Thank you so much for calling. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com.
No bad. To my friend, Uncle Lou.
On a voice at Chicago, WGN.
So he's a bit of a fixer-upper. So he's got a few flaws.
Like his peculiar brain, dear.
To sleep with the reindeer.
That's a little outside of nature's laws.
8:10 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Foundation Repair and by ChevyDriveChicago.com. So, you want to know how old I can make you all feel? How old was I? How old were you when we started working together?
How old was I?
Yeah.
I was 26.
Were you married or single?
Well, I was kind of on the outs, but I worked out for the best.
You're single?
I was single.
You're single.
Okay.
You're married now. How old? How long have you been married?
5 years.
And how many children do you have?
Two.
And your daughter just did a rejoin for me.
That is crazy.
That's Lindsay's daughter, Sadie.
Yes.
She put all those words to get... Listen.
No bad. To my friend, Uncle Lou.
On a voice at Chicago, WGN.
Adorable.
I'm
How about that?
On that, and I know your kids have rejoins too that you listen to, and
I know.
It just melts your heart.
Well, and what's funny about that rejoin? I meant to find it and bring it in, but Mike Steven, who used to be my producer 150 years ago, did a very similar rejoin with Max when he was two. Ugh. About the same. I mean, how old is Sadie? She's two. And you probably got her to say each word.
Yeah.
And then you cut it all together. And I have that. I'll bring that in next. I'll send it to you and we can bring it. It's very cute.
The cutest part was when I was trying to get her to say I. There's some parts of it that I cut out in there. But I was going, I was going to say, I know, or whatever. So I said, I. And she kept going, love you. Oh, it was so cute.
Well, you guys are doing something right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show here. This is Tom in Park Ridge. Tom, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a challenge, Lou, on my house. I have a two-story home that has a flat roof garage.
Okay.
And in the entranceway, about a yard from the wall on the first story, I get a water leak. And I don't have any pattern as to when it occurs. It's underneath the bathroom. So if it was plumbing, it would be always leaking. And there's a flat roof that I know are challenging, but there's times when we've had leaks when it's totally dry and no water or anything on the roof. So I'm trying to figure out what's
right.
causing this.
Let me try and picture this. So you have a flat roof. Tell me about the style of your home.
It is a Mansard style home.
Okay.
And it's two-story, and the rectangle of the house is just the house, and then on the side is a roof, is a garage in front that's a two-car garage.
And that roof is flat?
That is correct.
And then the roof leak, so the entire...
Well, I'm not sure if this is through plumbing or... ice, or I mean, this has done this in the summertime.
Okay, okay.
So it's no pattern.
And the leak is occurring where?
On the ceiling, about a yard or so from the exterior wall in the entrance room of the house.
In the entry. Okay, so it's a two-story home.
Correct.
And the entry is how far away from the flat roof on the garage?
I mean, I think that if you look at the leak, it's it might be the roof might be adjacent to the wall where the leak is occurring.
Okay, but it doesn't. And then above this entry, you said, is a bathroom.
That's correct.
But it doesn't leak all the time.
That's correct.
So we can use the bathroom and use the shower. I assume there's a tub or a shower up there, and you can go weeks or months, and there's no leak.
That is correct.
And then it can be a clear day. You can see forever, and and it will leak.
Yes.
Okay. So at this point, because it's gone so long, what you don't want to hear is exactly what I told my wife, because we have a leak under a bathroom, is you got to open up the ceiling. You need to open up the ceiling, and you need to open up a nice big hole. And you got to find out what's going on. The exterior of the home, brick, is it sided? Is it stucco? What is the home?
Well, it is mastered, and that basically means is that it's first story is brick. The right. second story is like roofing material.
Right, right, right. Okay. So my guess is that leak is occurring on that exterior wall at some point between the flashing of the dissimilar materials, i.e. the brick, and I bet it's right at that level where it's coming from. Now, you have two choices. You can start to take apart the exterior of the home right there, or... what I think the more prudent diagnosis would be is to open up that ceiling, a nice big, 2-foot by 2-foot hole, so that you can exactly see where the staining, and since this has gone on for such a long time, Tom, you're going to see staining and be able to determine, oh, well, it's coming from this point. I can see. Go right over here, and now we can see that it's a flashing issue right here. It could be so apparent once you do that then you'll be able to address exactly how to go at it. And you still may have to take off some of the exterior portions of the home to reflash properly, but it starts by cutting a hole in that ceiling. Appreciate the phone call. I want to talk to Bob, who's up in Deerfield. Hey, Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. How are you?
Terrific. How can I help you?
Good. Well, my problem, and it's actually my son's problem, is that he has a rotten egg smell in the shower area of in his master bath when they take a shower. It doesn't happen all the time. Now, they had this bathroom totally redone, gutted and everything about 6 months ago, but the problem has just started now. So, again, it doesn't happen all the time. And he did take, when it was happening, he put a cup and collected some of the water and left the bathroom and smelled it. There was no smell in the water.
Okay, so he's not is he on city water, well water?
City water.
Okay, so there's no odor in the water itself.
Right.
And he is getting a smell. Tell me about the shower area. Is it a tub? Is it a shower base? Is it tile walls?
It's a tub with tile walls in the shower.
Okay. And everything, and when was this bathroom redone?
About 6 months ago.
Okay. And everything, as far as you can see, is sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, and that's the only fixture that he has the problem with. He doesn't have the smell in any other of the water areas.
Okay. And tell me, if you get on your hands and knees and you stick your nose right by the drain, has anyone done that?
Yeah, because he did have a plumber come out, and he did that, and he couldn't smell anything.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, so my guess is that it's some kind of smell in the drain before the trap in the tub and or the overflow.
Mm-hmm.
So how handy of a guy are you, Bob, in Deerfield?
Fairly good.
All right,
fairly
so handy. I want you to take off the overflow. Excussion.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what kind of pop-up he has for the tub? Is it something you do with your hand, or is it a lever? Do you know?
That I'm not sure of.
Okay, so I want you to take that apart as well. And you're going to buy a small little flexible pipe brush at the hardware store, and you're going to take a little pine saw, and you're going to pour it down that drain, and you're going to take that pipe brush, and you're going to scrub the sidewalls of that drain as far as you can reach.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to do the same thing over the overflow. It could be some kind of reaction to the kind of shampoo and or soap that's happening, and a little bit of gunk gets on the sidewalls of the drain. This is not uncommon. And that odor can permeate up through there. The other thing is this bathroom over a is it on an outside wall?
Yes.
It is. And what's below it?
It's basically the entranceway to the house.
Okay.
And there's a closet there, I think, directly below it.
Okay. So, I'm curious, does he notice when it's really cold outside, he doesn't smell anything?
Like I said, it doesn't happen,
right,
every time.
Try this, and then also pay attention to the temperature outside. And if you notice that it's an issue where when a temperature rises outside, that drain heats up there, there could be something going on with that trap underneath there, that it needs to be insulated a little bit better. And it could be a reaction and an odor coming from some of the washers that go in that assembly to put it all together, or even a reaction of the smell of the plumber's putty that may have been used to set the drain. But I think if you try this little trick about cleaning the drains with the pine saw and really scrubbing all that,
mm-hmm,
it should improve.
Okay, great.
All right, give it a shot.
All right, thanks, Luke.
Appreciate you calling this morning. 8:20 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN Chicago. We'll be back right after these.
I like to move it. Yeah, I like to move it.
Lou Manfredini has that great Saturday morning show, Mr. Fix-It, on WGN Radio.
Say, Lou, I promise I'm going to listen to your advice. Say that aloud. Put your hand up. Put your right hand up.
Love me some Lou, huh?
To me, you're my friend now.
And here he is. This is the place for the helpful Mr. Fix-It man.
Don't touch me, because I'm close to the edge.
I like to move it. Yeah, I like to.
8:25 in the morning. Let's move it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number.
the Mr. Fix-It Show. What is that? Oh, all right. Hold on. Sorry about that. 1 second. Let's see. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Steve. Hi, Steve. You're on WGN.
Well, good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. How can I help you?
Well, we had a our refrigerator sprung a leak in the water line inside the refrigerator. And it, enough got out where it cut the hardwood floorboards in an area.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate. I was able to put a heater underneath and dry the floor, and most of the cupping went down. But there's a stain in the one of the hardwood boards where the grain is, and it, like, turned black in those in the grain of the wood. And right. I can't get it out. I'm wondering if there's a way to do that.
No. no. So the thing is that – so the leak is fixed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the cupping, how long ago did this all happen?
About a week ago, week and a half.
All right. So I'd keep a fan on there because that cupping, while you got most of it down, it'll take about 3 months for it to go totally flat.
Okay. 3 months.
Right. So, you know, right now, if you could put a fan on it for, you know, a couple hours a day just to get it as dry as possible, it will eventually settle down. But that dark stain that's in there is going to be virtually impossible for you to get out because it's in the grain. And if you start to go at it, you know, if I were to tell you, hey, go at it with some Howard's Restorer finish or something like that, you'll just take the finish right off, and then it'll make it even worse.
Right.
So the only choice there is to replace the board, which now means we're refinishing the floor.
Right.
It's right in front of the fridge. No. It's right in front of the fridge, isn't it?
Is it? Could it be anything like black mold, or do I have?
No.
Okay.
No. Just keep the fan on. It'll dry out. You'll be fine. Just don't look down.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you following. 8:27 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Clap along. Who's not happy listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN?
Hey, you made it. 8:40 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Hey, Chicago Blackhawks fans, come with WGN Radio and spend a hockey-filled three-day weekend away in Minneapolis this February 20th through the 22nd. You'll travel by chartered coach north to the Twin Cities to see the outdoor alumni game at TCF Bank Stadium on the University of Minnesota campus. Go Gophers! Then on Sunday, it's the Chicago Blackhawks facing the Central Division rival Minnesota Wild at the 2016 Coors Light NHL Stadium Series outdoor game. Your tour includes accommodations at the Hampton Inn Minneapolis downtown, steps from restaurants and nightlife, two breakfasts, and game tickets. Call 800-881-8804 to book your tour or find pricing and booking information at WGNradio.com/events. All right, 8:41 in the morning. We were telling you earlier today that we were going to talk to someone about accents and kind of sprucing up your kitchen that doesn't necessarily involve a complete remodel. Now, you can do that as well, but this got sent to us, and I thought it was really interesting. Because it's something that I did as a builder a lot as an accent piece when we were doing kitchens. Joining me on the phone line is Stephen Jason, who is the owner and vice president of Bendheim, which is a company that Bendheim Cabinet Glass that's been in business for 90 years. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Lou. Nice to be on the air with you. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thanks again.
All right, two quick questions. One is, you know, when you're the owner, how is it that you get to be the vice president and not the president?
Well, you know, seeing that this is a family business and we're now in the fourth generation, it comes about at which point in the family you are or when you're born.
I understand. Now, you guys are located in New York City. Whereabouts in the city?
We're in Tribeca. We're at 122 Hudson Street. That's in Tribeca, and used to be our warehousing was initially down there, and then eventually we moved out to larger facilities over in New Jersey, where we manufacture and stock over 2,000 types of glass.
Wow.
Tell me a little bit about the history of your company and what is it you guys have done in the past and what are you doing now?
Well, the company started back in the 1920s. It was started by our maternal grandparents. Like I said, we're now in our fourth generation as the business. And the business started, our grandparents had a love of glass and materials, and especially mouth-blown glass coming from Germany. And the business initially started by importing these different glass types and distributing them throughout the United States and actually throughout the world to studios that fabricated glass for churches and synagogues and residences. And the company really built its expertise on working with the design community, artists, homeowners as well, in order to determine what aesthetics they were looking for their home. And basically, we had to build a huge stock so we could answer a lot of questions.
Right.
Different parts of the country have different tastes in glass. And certain, for instance, down south, oftentimes we had to use darker colored glasses because the sun was different.
Sure.
And so we had to block more light from coming into these structures. So the company started based on supplying that marketplace. Back in the 80s, we created a product called Restoration Glass. And Restoration Glass is a mouth-blown glass. It's made at the end of a blowpipe, and it looks exactly like old window glass because it's made the same way, at the end of a blowpipe, using the same methodology. And that glass has been used to restore numerous historic structures throughout the United States, Monticello, Montpelier, just to name a couple. And then from there, we started an architectural division where we started working with architects and designers working on structures from homes to condos to buildings, interiors, exteriors. And back in 2007, we created a division called Bentheim Cabinet Glass. And the genesis of that was we noticed that we were working clearly with the architects and designers, but people who were doing materials or redoing their homes themselves didn't have access to a lot of these materials.
Mm-hmm.
The internet, e-commerce was just starting, and we said, you know, let's make these materials available to the general public. So now we offer over 150 types of glass online for the consumer, for the designer, to shop online in the comfort of their home before they go to a store in order to look at other materials, just to give them a general sense and idea of what's available to them. We wanted to open the marketplace. Why shouldn't everybody, if they wanted to, have mouth-blown glass in their cabinets, for instance? We just wanted to make it available, and that's the reasoning, and that's sort of where we've been going.
Well, I mean, so I'm going to stop you for a second, because one thing, I love hearing these kinds of stories, and I love hearing about a family-run company for all those years, you know, the constant continuity between it, and being one that works in family businesses too, you know, there's a lot of trials and tribulations that go with that, but you got to be very proud to know you have that history and to think about your company providing glass for, you know, buildings and homes and commercial structures, it sounds like, all over the United States and probably even some places out of the United States.
Yeah, clearly that's true. We've supplied glass all over the world, and we still do. And it's exciting. And as you said, you know, working with your family, there's trials and tribulations, but the rewards are far greater. And, you know, I think what we're doing...
I do have a note, Stephen, from one of your family members who wanted me to say something to you, but I'll have to bring that up later.
Yeah, we have to do that off air.
All right, so let's get back to this whole cabinet glass idea. So you've got 150 different varieties available. Now, I'm a homeowner in Chicago, and I've got this nice kitchen that maybe I did a few years ago, and I would like to put some glass in a couple of these cabinets. I think, you know, flanking the stovetop, it'd really be nice to do something like that. Can I go on this website and look at this glass, and will you sell it to me?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. A lot of the do-it-yourself community, what they do is if the cabinets have existing glass, they take that glass out, they measure the material, and then we cut the glass to size and we send it to them, and they can reinstall it. You know, the kitchen is such the heart of the home. We all spend so much time
there.
And it's really important that glass or the kitchen, the space, reflects who you are. And, you know, we see so many people, myself included, I travel and I buy an object. Maybe it's a vase someplace.
Right.
Rather than sticking it into a cabinet where it's never seen again, if I can put a piece of glass in front of it, maybe I mute the vase a little bit. I use a little bit of opacity. But every time I walk into the kitchen, it's my home.
Yeah.
And I can see that by the objects that I've collected. And, you know, I think we're all like that.
Yeah.
It reminds you of places we've been and fond and happy memories. And so, you know, to purchase the material, that's really the easy part. The aspect of, you know, finding and determining which specific material fits you, that's where you have to go through the material, the selections online, and see, you know, do I want a seated glass? Do I want something with a mouth-blown glass, for instance, has an undulating surface, so it reflects the room light a little bit differently than a flat glass. So all those things are considerations, and I think, you know, I would urge people to get samples, take a look at these materials, see what fits your space and your personality.
Yeah.
But ordering it is really not an issue. It's cut to size, shipped, and packaged, and really it's simple to install.
It's great. I think it's a great idea, and I think that it's something certainly that people can add accents to, and or I would think an opportunity here too is perhaps, you know, if you're remodeling a kitchen and you're starting from scratch, sometimes the cabinet companies may not have the kind of access to the glass that you guys offer. I mean, with 150 glass varieties, I think most kitchen design stores will say, here's a half a dozen samples you could choose from, which is nice, but wouldn't you rather choose from 150 different samples? And perhaps, and I'm sure, as you mentioned, you work with designers, that if people are doing kitchens, they could go to your website, find this glass, and even incorporate that glass and say, hey, installers, will you do this for me if this isn't something that the DIYers want to do?
No, absolutely. That does occur. And that the selection of 150 is constantly changing.
Right.
So, for instance, we just recently added new glasses on there, which we call the Designer Series. What we're seeing as far as trends is we're beginning to one of the processes that we do is lamination, where we take two pieces of glass and essentially adhere them together, much like a car windshield. However, what we do is we use inserts. So, for instance, we take fabrics and we'll laminate between the two pieces of glass.
Yeah, I love that.
And we're beginning to see a trend where people are using fabrics laminated between glass for kitchen cabinets.
Yeah.
Therefore, we've just recently added that selection on the website. So this is really fresh design, new materials that are being laminated between glass, and we're seeing these becoming more popular. Going to a throwback, we're doing also what we call chicken wire glass, which is the traditional chicken wire,
mm-hmm.
although it's not manufactured in the same way precisely.
Is it cage-free chicken wire? That's a big trend now. Just make sure that you put that in the description. It's cage-free chicken wire.
Yeah, you know, I haven't thought about that, but, you know, it certainly bears some research.
Right.
Yeah, well, I don't know that we can tout that it's cage free at this point, but we're certainly seeing that aesthetic coming back.
Yeah.
Where people are using chicken wire type glasses, and you see the aspect that makes it fun is that this is not just chicken wire between two pieces of clear glass. We're also using textured glass on mm-hmm. one side.
I love it. So I think it's great.
It's morphing the material, the product, and really trying to design the space or give the designers and the homeowners a space that is true to them.
Stephen Jason is the owner and vice president of Bentheim Glass Company. They were founded in 1927 in New York City. The website is BentheimCabinetGlass.com. If you'd like to see all their wares and what they have to offer when it comes to remodeling your kitchen or changing the look, or if you're working on a kitchen, you got to check this stuff out first before you sign that final order to get that going. Stephen, I really appreciate you taking time this morning and talking to us a little bit about your company. Continued success. Congratulations on 90 years, and I hope it keeps going for you and continues to grow.
Thank you very much, Lou. It was a pleasure, and once again, thank you so much for having us on.
You got to take care. It's 8:51 in the morning. That's really cool. You know, this would be a cool House Smarts feature. To go to that glass company, I want to see them blow in the glass. I think that would be so cool. And the fact that they're in New York City right there makes it very simple. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and get back to your phone calls right after these.
Your problem is not in the sewer. It's in the drain of the vanity.
No kidding. Man, if that's true, I'm going to give you a kiss.
Right on the lips, Mike.
Hey, you get more than just home improvement advice on this show. You're listening to Mr. Fix-It on 720 WGN.
I forgot about that one.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show. Marilyn's down in Urbana. Hello, Marilyn. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I have a question because I'm not sure if I should be calling Roto-Rooter or what I should be checking. But yesterday, water just started pouring into my bathtub, from both my bathtubs, from where the drain overflow is, and water started coming out from the base of both toilets all over the floor.
Wow.
And the water that comes out at the base of both toilets is all clear, and the water that's coming into the tub looks clear, but it must also be coming out of the drains, because once it all drains down, it looks like someone threw up in both my tubs. And both times that this happened, I was running the washing machine, but there's no water anywhere around the washing machine on the floor or anything.
Okay, so you have a clog in your sewer line somewhere.
Okay.
So when that washing machine is evacuating the water under pressure, it can't get it out, and so it's filling the system back up, and it's going to the lowest point, which is, I mean, a couple things. So those toilets have to get pulled because they have to be reset, and you do need a plumber to come out and rod the sewer.
Okay.
And, you know, certainly a service like a Roto-Rooter, if you have that, or a local plumbing service down in Urbana, you can call. But I will tell you that if you're going to have this done, how long have you lived in the home, Marilyn?
I've lived here since 1980.
Okay, so you've never had this issue before.
Never.
So along with them rotting the sewer, I would also have them a camera inspection of the sewer so you can find out what's going on.
Okay.
Because they're going to put the rod down there, and it could be debris or paper, and they're going to be able to feel it and clear it, but there could be some separation in the sewer line, some drops, some cracks, some roots, whatever it may be, and to just have them come out and rot it out and not know what's going on, I would pay a mm-hmm. little bit extra to have them do the the camera inspection as well.
Okay.
But you got to do that right away. Stop using any water. Stop using any water until you get them. So I'd give them a call and have them come out and rod that sewer out quickly. I appreciate the phone call. It's 8:58 in the morning.
Looking for some help this morning on your home improvement project?
How handy of a guy are you, Tom? Tom, are you still there?
You've got a question, he's got a solution.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. Your how-to.
Your go-to handyman, it's Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Help me down, but I got up. Get ready, because I've had enough.
9:12 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You said we've gotten some text messages from people about I was not being negative about cats at all. It was all Veronica Carter. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you still here? I thought you got up to go to get a cup of coffee.
I was pretty careful in my word choices.
I'm pretty sure you said I hate cats. I'm pretty sure. Can we check the tape?
I never said they were trying to take over the world or anything, which I kind of do believe. I never said that they would make us our slaves if they could.
If they could, right. I've heard that cat, right, what's the thing, you don't own a cat owns you or something like that, right?
I didn't say any of that.
You didn't say any of that. Mm. You did, that's true. You did not say any of that.
Yeah.
Did you get some bad cat?
No, they were not bad. They were all just, they're like training or telling us how they...
That's supposed to be a cat purring. It sounds like a tractor. Yeah.
How you train the cats, and a lot of them telling us what their cats' names are and where came from. Fresh Wave got a hit. You know, we love Fresh Wave.
Right.
The smelly cat litter box.
Right.
I don't know. Just.
Just
they're
a lot.
Very clean.
Right.
They're very clean animals.
They are.
The moms train the. You don't need to train them apparently.
The mom. Well, what if you get one that's.
Doesn't have a mom. I know. I don't know.
I don't understand that.
I'm sure. Well, now you just opened it up.
I don't want to do cat. No. When is Steve Dale on? We can have cat talk then. He does a lovely job, and he knows all about that. I mean, I'm just not a cat guy. It's fine. I love that you love your cats. It's great. I love all animals.
Dear Lou, I love your program. I belong to a rescue group, and I do cat adoptions. I need to stress that domestic cats should never go outside.
Really?
They're very clean. If you keep your litter pan clean, no issues. I know.
Why can't they go outside? Because they get eaten?
I don't know, maybe.
I would just think that'd be a bummer that you never get to go outside.
They just like to look out the window.
Really? They're just happy looking out the window. Mm-hmm. I would think that I'd be like, I want to go look at that guy out there. I'm like looking out of Michigan. I want to go over there where the flag is. I want to see what that's about. And you're just in the house the whole time.
Well, that's why you're not a cat.
Thank God. Jeez. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Mark in Skokie. Mark, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Meow.
There he is. Look, Mark the cat. How are you, Mark?
Happy New Year.
You too, sir.
Everything's wonderful. I didn't win any lottery.
I know.
And if I do, you can build me a house, and I'll write you a blank check.
Done.
How would you like to win $1 billion? God, unbelievable.
It's a lot of money.
There's so much money, you don't know where to start.
Right, exactly. It's better that you didn't win. Why would you want to change your life like that?
I get to listen to you every Saturday.
Exactly, right. Then you'd move, and then no one would listen. It'd be terrible. Yeah.
And speaking of cats, does anybody have a cat named Enzo?
Not that I. Well, I'm sure someone does.
Doesn't fit. A dog sounds like Enzo, but.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, some friends of mine are having plumbing problems, and I told them to call that wonderful 1-800-76-VALVE.
The Plumbing Council of Chicagoland.
And they said, it doesn't work. I said, sure it does. So I tried it. And I got something else. Did they change their phone number, or our phone's going screwy, or did something change?
Lindsay said she called, and it works. 800, what? 1-800. You looked on the website. Hold on. Lindsay looked on the website, and she said that the number is printed on the website, unless they're having a problem with the just the phone system.
Well, I went on the website, and I didn't see any phone number anywhere.
No?
But then maybe I can't read.
What? I don't know. You're not a cat, are you?
Woof.
Okay, I'm on the phone right now.
All right, hold on.
I'm calling.
She's calling right now. Hold on. You just called 1-800-76-VAL.
I got right through. Hi, this is Lindsay on the Mr. Fix-It Show on WGN Radio. We have a listener that was calling in trying to get a hold of you, and they said that the phone lines weren't working, so we actually just wanted to test that. You're on the air right now.
Well, she's not. You are.
Okay, great. So we'll tell them that it works. Thanks.
There you go, Mark.
Never mind.
All right, thank
Mark.
You.
Have a good New Year.
Yep, you too. Happy New Year, Mark. Stop drinking in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Ray in Chicago. Another water heater issue. Hey, Ray, you're on WGN.
Oh, great. Nice talking to you.
How can I help you, sir?
We've got a raised ranch in Chicago. The house was built in the mid-50s, and we've got hot water heat, which is wonderful.
Yep.
When they built the house, they put the piping through the cement floor, and now that there's some settling going on, it's wherever there's a crack in the cement, it seems to have cracked the pipe.
Oh.
And I was hoping that you had some magical tubing or something. You slide through it and seal it off.
No.
There is
a chance. They do make basically a stop leak that they can try.
Mm-hmm.
Like it used to be, remember with radiators, you used to be able to put a stop leak in a radiator and you have a chance that it could work.
Wait, then, yeah.
Yeah, you need a really good hydronics company to come out and do that. People to do this all the time. What was the name of the company? Hold on.
Okay.
I'm just thinking. Well, quite frankly, I mean, with the hold, hang on a second. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to think of the company's name, and then I'll say it on the air that this is all they do is the hot water heat, and it's a good one. They were advertisers here on WGN for a little bit, so just let me think about it for 1 second. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Quick break, and we'll be back right after this. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Bill is on the line. Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning. Lou, how you doing?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
3 years ago, I purchased a Lindahl home, custom post and beam.
Nice.
So I was always used to stick built, so I'm learning the differences between the two.
Right.
My question is...
Wait. So tell people what the differences are between the two.
Okay, subfloor. No, I don't have any joists, 16 inches on center. So stud finder is kind of different here when you're trying to hang pictures
right.
and trying to find that stud behind the wall.
Right.
The other difference is flooring in the or your floor joists. I don't have any floor joists. I have a double 2x12 laminated together every 64 inches.
Right.
And in between that, I have a nailing purlin. The question I have is, I am all carpet. Want to change. Mama wants to change some tile in some areas.
Okay.
Approximately 660 square feet. The subfloor in this house is tongue and groove, 1.5 by 6 cedar, topped with your favorite old-time particle board, which is liquid nailed and nailed with 16 penny nails every 4 inches. And I recently did the bathroom and went down to the tongue and groove, and that's tiled. My concern is when I do an area of this size, should I be worried about grout cracking, or is there a certain way to do the subfloor once I get down to that tongue and groove?
Yeah. When you have larger spaces like that, and the fact that you've got larger spans there, that's an issue. So, what I would tell you, so in the area that you're going to do the tile, what are you going to do with the flooring around there adjacent to that tile? Will that continue to be carpeting, or are you going to put a hardwood, or what are you going to do there?
I would like to keep some carpet.
Okay.
We like the warmth, but we have a black lab or a chocolate lab, so we also need to have some tile instead of the carpet.
Yeah. Right. So what I would tell you that you absolutely have to do, there's a couple ways to do this. You could either put down a 1/4 inch or an 1/8 inch sheet of a concrete board that you would screw and glue down to the subfloor, okay? Or you can take chicken wire and you can thin set mortar that. You can staple the chicken wire down over the top of the floor.
Okay, when you say top of the floor, do you want me to take off the particle board subfloor or leave that? Because my concern is the old particle board, you know what happens when it gets wet.
Yeah. I would probably take the cause the problem is if you keep the particle board and then you add all this to it, you're gonna be stepping up to the floor. That drives me crazy.
Exactly.
So while it's a pain in the neck, I would take up the particle board, get down to the tongue and groove. If you do that, then I would say use a 1/4 inch, like a Durarock. You can buy these in 4x8 sheets.
Right. Very familiar with that.
Screw those down. Okay, so it's mechanically fastened down over the top of that. Then you're going to use a thin set mortar to set your tile, and you're going to use an epoxy grout.
Okay.
So you're going to have a nice sound grab with the thin set mortar for the tile, whatever it is you choose to use. And then with the epoxy grout, you're going to get the flexibility of the little bit of movement that you get out of it. You're not going to get any cracks. If you've done tile work before, the thing I would tell you, when you use this epoxy grout, you got to be quick about it, and you got to work quickly. So you got to work in certain areas, and one of the better ones out there is by a company called Laticrete, and they come in a lot of different colors and styles, and it's really terrific. And it's non-staining. Choose the right color, even though I'm telling you it's non-staining. I mean, I don't want, you know, you go white. While it doesn't stain, it gets dirty. And so using that will be the best bet, and it should work just fine. But you got to get that concrete board, and that's got to be screwed down really well to create a nice solid bond so you get as little movement as you can out of that floor so it stays consistent. And then the more forgiving aspect of it is the epoxy grout, which will look great for years to come. Appreciate the phone call. 9:28 in the morning. We'll be right back.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
Who wants to talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Yes, you do. It is time for our Just Text Me segment.
but I don't know why I just thought of this. Veronica, are you a moviegoer?
Not very often. I saw Star Wars, and that's just because it was such a huge blockbuster. But
yeah. My wife, you know, loves the movies, and she loves the Oscars, and so she, like Lindsay, too, and you know, wants to see all the movies, and she's like, we got to go see these movies, and she goes, I don't go see them all, but I do like the movies, and we went to go see The Revenant.
Oh, how was it?
Okay, so for those of you watching on the stream, I you know, because I'm Mr. Instagram now, I Instagram this picture. I watch most of the movie like this, and I have my hand over my face.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
There's some graphic stuff. Have you seen it yet, Lindsay?
I have not. It's on my list today. This weekend, I mean.
Ooh. I mean, I got to tell you, it's beautifully shot. Mm-hmm. Like the camera stuff. I mean, it's just the whole thing. And the performances are spectacular. What Leonardo DiCaprio did in this movie is really good. But wow.
Kind of tough to stomach.
Wow. I'm telling you. I mean, I just don't like that kind of stuff.
No, I don't,
you know,
either.
And it was something.
I don't know what made me. Is it violent or is it more?
Violent.
Okay.
Yeah. But graphically violent. Ugh.
I like to pretend the world is pretty and flowers and birds chirping.
Live in a bubble.
Give me a Dr. Doolittle with, you know.
This is
chitty
my
chitty bang bang. Give me your chitty chitty bang bang.
My sense of humor. I watched with my son last night, Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell.
That's fun.
That's
yeah,
a good one.
That was fun.
That's fun. At Christmas Day, we took the family. We all went to go see Daddy's Home.
And
not
you
a great,
liked it.
Not a great movie,
oh,
but
I
it was
you liked
well, it.
It
was funny. It was cute. You know, we were all together, which is great. So, anyway, my little tip for the movies.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Hazar just text me.
Well.
Getting a lot of pictures of cats now?
We've gotten pictures of cats now.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Send those to Veronica.
So somewhere
my
in
daughter
here,
tortures me with those.
We have some fix-it questions.
Okay, good.
Not a lot.
All right.
Okay. 847. Lou, we are thinking of putting our 1952 Georgian on the market this year, but the kitchen needs some work. What are your thoughts on kitchen cabinets? Replace or refinish? What about the countertops, laminate, Corian, granite?
So I wouldn't do any of that.
Okay.
I think that it's a big mistake. I think a lot of people do this where they're like, we're going to put our home on the market and we're going to remodel the kitchen and then we're going to sell it. Why would you do that? Why would you put up with the mess, the expense? You will not get dollar for dollar in particular. And if the home needs a new kitchen, chances are it needs other things as well. Sell it as is and let the new buyers, whatever, you know, if you're going to spend, even if you're going to just try and update it and say you would put in $10,000, which is a lot of money, just figure that into the price when you go to sell it and let them do it and get the kitchen that they want. Hmm. I just think it's not worth the short-term gain. If you're going to stay there, great. But if it's functional and the rest of the house is in decent shape, it's a good location, the house has good bones, don't spend the money.
Hmm. Interesting.
Hmm.
Okay, 815. I recently had a glass and stone backsplash installed in my kitchen. The tile man with 30 years experience said it did not need to be sealed. Other sources says it does. What do you think?
No, I'm not a fan of sealing because it traps dirt. And for backsplashes in particular, there's no reason. I mean, unless you're sitting there, you know, flinging red sauce everywhere when you're cooking, it's not a big deal. Just, you know, dust it.
Okay.
No sealer needed.
All right. 847, Lou, I have enthusiastic children who have managed to cause the hinge-mounted bathroom door stop to put a 1-inch diameter hole on one side of the hollow core door. Fix or replace?
Well, if it's, I'm assuming it's down low where the door stop is, I would fix it. The hollow core door, if it's a painted door, you could, you know, you could lightly sand that. You could fill it in with a little wood putty. You may have to put a little backing behind it, and like you need the putty. The putty needs something to grab onto, and then it'll harden. And you get the right kind of putty. There's a great wood putty. It's a two-part putty called PC Woody, and so you can use that to build it up. You need something on the back though to hold it. And then you can sand it, repaint it. I'm assuming bathroom door, I'm going to say it's painted. Paint it and you won't even know.
Great. 630, Lou, what is your opinion of see-through film applied to windows for fade protection for furniture?
It does tint the window. It will change the color a little bit of the window because it has to block the sun. The best window film that you'd put on there is by 3M. Little tidbit, 3M, who owns a gazillion different business units all around the world. Their most profitable is glass optics. So that film business and stuff that they do, you think about all the glass that's out there, 3M has something to do with it, and they do make the best film. So I think it's a great idea. You usually, to get the best results, have to have that professionally installed.
Got it. That's our Just Text Me segment.
Very nice. Thank you. 9:40 in the morning. Meow. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Tony in Romeoville. Tony, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I got a question about my electric bill, of all things. Last month, we were paying about $120 a month, and this month it jumped up to about $365. And I don't know what company I can call to come out and take a look at that.
So was it an estimate?
Yeah, it's estimated, and we had them come out and look, and they said everything looks fine. So I have no idea. They said it might be an appliance drawing more energy.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is the second time this has happened this year. It happened twice in May and June. I had a $300 and then a $400 bill. And then it went down to about normal, $120 again. And then last month, jumped up again to about $365. I called them, and they have no idea. And I have no idea who to call to even come out and look at it.
Lindsay, we had a we once featured a product that was like a Watts Minder or a Watts Tender that is a device that you plug into the wall and it will tell you what kind of draw that it has. All I can tell you is nothing's changed inside the house.
No, I recently put in heated flooring, but that was probably about 6 months ago, and I didn't notice anything when I turned that on.
Is it electric?
It's electric.
Well, that, do you know what the wattage is on that?
It's a 240 watt.
Well, it's 240, it's 240 volts, but do you know what the wattage it draws?
No, I do not.
All right, so that is, so to give you an example, okay, electric heated floors, when they're on, can be drawing well over 1,000 to 1,500 watts, okay?
Okay.
And so when you talk about kilowatt hours, it's based on 1,000 watts of usage. So 1,000 watts is like 10 100-watt bulbs all on.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Okay.
My guess is...
Could that be it?
Yeah. Now, how do you control this heated flooring?
It's through a thermostat.
Okay, and where is it controlled?
Excuse me.
That's not my question. I'm sorry. I posed that question incorrectly. Where is this flooring that you put in? Is it in a bathroom?
No. It's all on pretty much the first floor.
Okay.
So in the foyer and through the kitchen.
And is this how you heat your home, or is this a supplemental?
No, it was just to make my wife happy.
Well, that's good. So here's what I would tell you to do to try and...
Okay.
This is, based on what you're telling me, this is where it's all coming from. I would change from a thermostat on how you control it to a timer.
Okay.
And what I would do is, do you guys both work?
Yes.
Okay. And are there times when you guys are gone from the house for a long time?
Yeah.
Like the whole day?
Throughout the whole day, usually, yeah.
So here's what I would do. I would get a full 24-hour timer that you can put on to reset this thing. And so at what time do you get up in the morning to go to work, the two of you?
Around 5:30, 6 o'clock usually.
Okay, so at 4 in the morning, the floor goes on.
Right.
And in an hour, it'll heat up. And so when your wife comes down to her cold feet, she's happy.
Right.
And then at 9 a.m., the floor turns off. And you're at work all day. And then an hour before you get home, you're going to turn the floor back on, and it's going to run from 4 until midnight or whenever you go to bed, and then it's going to turn off again.
Got it. Okay. Now, can I buy any thermostat that connects to the wall?
It's a timer.
Does it have to be the one that came with the wire?
It's an in-wall timer that needs to be 240-volt timer, so you're going to have to find that. More than likely, you're going to have to go to an electrical supply house to get that.
Okay.
But they're available. And that will help you control those costs. And two things are going to happen. Your wife will still be happy, which, Tony, is the most important thing.
That is. That is.
And you're going to lower your electric bill.
And that'll make me happy.
And make you happy, and you can take her out to dinner.
There you go.
All right. Good luck. I appreciate you calling. 9:45 in the morning. Quick call here. Mary's in Park Ridge. Mary, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I've got a 60-year-old house. I'm finally getting my vents cleaned and having a new April air humidifier put on. But now they're offering like a light, a UV light to clean the air more, and a filter that you can replace every 5 years. Do I need to do all that, or should I do all that?
Well, the UV lights do work, and, you know, if indoor air quality is an issue, if you have people with asthma or allergies, the UV lights are terrific. The five-year filter, not a fan. You can do a media filter that would be like a six-month filter if you'd wanted to, but, you know, keeping the filters clean in a furnace is very important. There are cleanable filters you can use if you want to do something like that, where you pull it out every 6 months and you spray it down and wash it and put it back in. That's, you know, probably your best value long term. They do a pretty good job of capturing the particulate that comes through there. But I'm a fan of the UV lights. The 5 year filter, not a fan.
Okay, thank you so much.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 9:47 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
At 6:35, Sylvester the Cat was never this popular. Simon Tofield, the creator of Simon's Cat.
Steve Dale's Pet World, tomorrow morning at 6:30.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend. It's the world's first portable mini CPAP device and the only one you can try absolutely risk-free. Call now for your exclusive 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-511-9228. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini-CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for this exclusive, one-of-a-kind 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-511-9228. 1-800-511-9228.
Show your school spirit and make sure your high school is represented for the High School Athlete of the Month, presented by Country Financial and the Suburban Tribune. Nominate a winter sport athlete who you know deserves to be recognized for their performance. Go to chicagotribune.com/athletes and vote. It's the High School Athlete of the Month, presented by Country Financial and the Suburban Tribune. For all your auto, home, life, business, and retirement needs, call a Country Financial rep near you.
Be smart. Be a smart homeowner this winter. Make sure your winter checklist includes a furnace check. Visit iwantsmart.com today to find a trusted HVAC professional in your area. Well, you could call these guys, too, for the hydronics thing, because these are all really good union HVAC contractors that know their stuff. And for a limited time, you can receive a $50 rebate on a furnace system cleaning check or a $200 rebate on any new furnace unit installed exclusively at iwantsmart.com. Straightforward solutions and quality work from iwantsmart.com. So I just came up with an idea. You know, in about a month, I'm going to be off. Veronica, I'm going to be leaving you. I go on an annual trip to Mexico with friends.
Well, that sounds like fun. When is this again?
In a month.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The 13th, I think I'm going to be gone on that Saturday. I want to do my radio show from the Mexico villa that we go to.
Is it okay to do it from there? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Why not? There's internet.
Good phone lines and all
There's
that stuff.
There's internet. Okay. So I want to do it. But I want to come up with some angle where we can do like a...
beer tasting.
Right. But how do I do that when I'm in Mexico and you're all here?
Hmm.
So like I want to get the... whoever distributes the Dos Equis and the Corona beer. Like couldn't we do something where... how about we do something where while I'm doing my show there, every caller gets a... gift certificate to go get a six-pack of Corona at Binny's.
Mm.
Can you do that? Is that legal? Can you give out a gift certificate?
No, probably not.
Can you give out free liquor?
I'm pretty sure you can.
A gift card. Yeah.
How much is this? I don't even know how much a six pack of beer is.
$10.
You get a $10 every caller while Lou's in Mexico doing his show, and I can, since I'll be on special assignment, I will get a special dispensation to try the beer. So every hour I'll try a different beer.
Oh my God, that's going to be a great show.
Right?
As long as you don't make us try it back here, too.
Well, why not?
Well, I'll try it.
Are you not a beer drinker? Come on. Beer for breakfast.
I don't know that. I'm a lightweight. I don't know that I would do the news in a way that should be done.
Well, we can get you a house. Lindsay's a day drinker. She loves day drinking. It's like her favorite thing, right? So what do they call it? Pre-gaming. We can pre-game. Is there some sporting event on the 13th that we could pregame?
The Super Bowl will be over.
All right, so we do something where I'm down in Mexico. I'm doing the show. Every caller that calls during the show gets a $10 gift card to go to Binny's. And, I mean, really what we want them to do is buy the Mexican beer.
Sure.
Right? But they could do it from whatever. So then, or it could be another liquor company if they don't want to do that. But now we do a whole Mexican theme. And we do all the rejoins of Mexico, and then we build up to the whole thing, and I'm down there doing, I bring the little device with me, and we go.
Do you want your producer to come with you? Can I be on site with you for
this?
Well,
I mean, there's room. We could have you if you wanted to. If you wanted to. But
I'm there.
You're there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's see if we can get that done.
All right, I'm sending an email now.
Yeah.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
This is kind of has a theme. You could have little Mexican music, the whole rejoins and everything. Thank you so much for listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show. It's time for Lou's Last Call. Thank you to the executive producer, Lindsay Smithwick, Veronica Carter, Bob Boom Boom Ferguson, the engineer extraordinaire. Our last caller is Pat, is on the line. Hey, Pat, you know what? When we're done talking, can you hang on for a second? Because I'm going to send you out a Mr. Fix-It Lou's Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip. And created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. And our last call, by the way, is sponsored by Townstone Financial. How can I help you?
Well, I've been thinking about putting a new kitchen floor in, and it's, I don't know if I can say the lure flooring, but I did. Anyway, by my patio door, I'm worried. I don't think it's mold. It's like a brown stain. And it's the kitchen floor right now is veneer, just one, not veneer, but what's the word I'm looking for? You roll it out. Gosh, anyway, I'm worried about it being mold.
You mean what's on the existing floor right now?
Yeah. It's by the patio door. First, we thought it might have been from the rug, from the bottom of a rug that we had by the patio door. But I've tried everything to get it to come up, and I can't get it up. So before I go and put this flooring down, I want to make sure that it's not mold and it doesn't stink. It doesn't, it doesn't smell. There's no odor. It's just a brown color, and it just seems to have gotten bigger. So I don't know if the adhesive to linoleum. I don't know if it's the adhesive to the linoleum kind of going up, and staining the floor,
right,
or what it could be. I don't think it's mold, but what do you think?
Well, so I think that if you're worried about the mold, the trick here is to test it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So there's a bunch of test kits that you can buy at the hardware store. There's a new one that's coming into the Chicagoland area that's gives you the results in about 5 minutes. Some of the other test kits, what they have is you have to take a sample and a swab, and then you send it into a lab to get the results. Mm-hmm. So the problem with that is, you pay $10 for the test, and then you send them another $30 to do the test, and then you get the results. But when you have mold, you want to know right away. And so this new test kit costs $40, and it's the best way to describe it is it's almost like a little bit of a like a pregnancy test, where they give you this little swab, you break mm-hmm. off this solution, and you wipe it. You kind of take a sample of where the area is, and then you put it on this little card. You touch the swab to this card, and it'll give you like the little line, like on a pregnancy test.
Right.
The company is called Healthful Home.
Okay.
Healthful Home Test Kits. They're $40, and people will go to the store and say, well, I want to buy this one for $10. Well, yeah, but the problem is you have to send it to the lab, and then you have to wait a couple weeks to get the results. This you get immediately, and it's really the same dollars. And so if you go to a lot of hardware stores are starting to carry this now, and this kit is out there, and I've seen it. I've been given a demonstration on how it all works, and that way you can test it. Find out what's actually going on, and then make a determination from there moving forward. And, you know, if it's no mold, that's great. And then it might just be an adhesive or staining, whatever. But you definitely want to check that out before you put any new flooring and do any kind of remodeling, because you don't want to just cover up a potential problem. Pat, hang on a second so we can get that information to you so we can get the Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew t-shirt out to you. We'll be right back. Kathy and Judy standing by. Good morning, ladies.
Hey.
Oh, Lou, I was listening so hard when you were talking about backsplashes and sealing and not sealing. I've spent the week sleeping at Lowe's. I'm indecisive.
Right.
Between
what are you doing?
Tile things. All new counters and new black backsplashes, and so I have no kitchen now.
Oh. You know, out by in Arizona, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So there is, you know, there's a big local tile company out there.
Arizona Tile.
Yeah, go there to buy this stuff. You'll get a
that's
better selection. Yeah, you'll get a way better selection.
Well, too late.
No, but you're getting
should have asked first.
No, but you're getting it from there. You said.
I can't screw Lowe's. I've already put my money down.
Okay, all right, well.
You wouldn't want
Lowe's
someone
can't screw you.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's funny. That's your topic coming up, isn't it?
Getting screwed by Lowe's? I don't think so.
No. But there's a little connection to what you ladies were talking about today.
Oh, affairs in the marital bed.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That'll be a little later
that's
in the
extra
show
insult.
After we've warmed up.
It's extra insulting, don't you think?
Oh, in... yes.
And I don't see the difference.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, we'll be listening. Have a great show, ladies.
Thank you, Lou. Yeah. Then how do you...
Kathy, we can't start now because...
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.